and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland, and with me today, live in her office, I have Sarah Mullen. Sarah, how are you today?
Doing well, Brandon, thanks.
Excellent. Sarah is our local area director for Lincoln, Nebraska area, and she's been with us a little less than a year now, but we always like to have the directors come on, kind of share their story, and it gives our members and listeners the opportunity to know the background of these directors, because a lot of us have our VCP process going with members, and you know us from the education we bring as directors and things on those lines. But we always want to give the opportunity to share what they bring to the table beyond BNI. And Sarah could probably fill, I want to say, like a 30-minute podcast, but I told her we try to keep them around 10, 15 minutes. So she's semi-limited to what she is going to share with us. But I know that she has a lot of great stories. So Sarah, how about you start us off with just kind of your professional career background, where what you've done in the past that kind of brings you up to date here?
Sure. Well, I actually originally studied in college to be a school psychologist. And I was dead set on it. I was very stubborn about it. I loved it every minute of it while I was in college. And the second I got involved in the grad program for it, I realized I actually hated practicing. So I loved the learning, hated the implementation. And at that point, I had just graduated my undergrad, and I was not about to go back for anything else and start completely over. So I taught kindergarten in the Montessori field for about a year. And worked at a bank to, help pay the bills. And then I started making candles as a hobby in college. And it got to the point where about a year after college, people were asking me to purchase the candles I was making. And it got to the point where I had started doing farmers markets. I was distributing them to coworkers, friends, family, and it got too much. So at one day, I remember just waking up and telling myself I need to either quit teaching or I need to quit candles. And 3 months later, I had written a business plan, done a build out on a brand new building in Lincoln, and open up a candle store under a new brand that I created. So it was a wild journey getting from what I thought I should be doing all the way into something I had never educated myself on. And I ran that first store for 3 years. So everyone always asks me how I learned how to run a business, and it's pretty simple. I learned from the internet.
Okay, good.
Like a lot of people nowadays, the internet has everything, whether it be good information or bad information. That's what I did. And I failed that first business, in my opinion, but not necessarily in a bad way. I went through some rough times, a lot of personal issues during that time. And so when my 3-year lease was up, I closed down. And throughout that entire process, I had been a member of BNI. I actually remember the first day that Paul Maloney from the Chamber of Commerce in Lincoln walked into my store about a week into my business and just said, hey, come visit this group. And so I was young. I think I was 23 at the time. I didn't really understand networking. And I went, and by the end of the meeting, I was already asking ahead of schedule, where's my application? I need this. And so throughout the last 7 years now, I've been in business for myself. It's evolved over the last few years, but I've been in BNI the entire time. Actually took some time to travel the country, travel the world, met a lot of good, great, bad, terrible people all at once. I learned a lot of lessons, and finally I resettled myself back in Lincoln about 2 years ago now. And the first thing that happened was my old BNI group called me up, said, we know you're here. We know you came back, and got me back into the chapter. And it's just been kind of evolving ever since. So last year, Vince contacted me, said again, hey, I know you're back. I know you're here. We want you to join the team. And for almost 7 years at that point of being in BNI, there was just no turning it down. Mm-hmm. It's something that has made my business what it is. It's gotten me out of a lot of potholes and road stops in business, and it's also celebrated a lot of my successes with me. And so it seemed like a very natural transition. And that's the short of how I got to exactly where we are right now.
I was going to say, there are so, that is very, very short, and I'm impressed. with the details. So I'm going to go back and I'm going to touch on a couple things that I know have happened.
Okay.
And have you kind of go more on that. So first off, you keep talking about these candles. What's the business and what's really unique about it?
Well, a little bit of self-promotion now. My business is now called Faya Candle Company, and we specialize in our own line of wholesale candles. We sell to boutiques, to department stores across the country, and for every candle we sell, we buy and deliver a meal to a child in need around the world. And that has been the defining piece of the company that I needed from the beginning. I needed that give back, and the whole company, we are all surrounded by the first point of contact being our giving, and our customers are really related to that too.
And what I love about that, you share your history of being, once I got in, I couldn't get out. Well, giving, giver's gain. Mm-hmm. I think your business model and the concept of BNI have a little bit in common. Not saying that that's where they came from, by all means, but I can see how they can work together. Because I always talk about, it amazes me the people that join, and I would never think to invite them. And I'll be honest, a candle company, I would never think to invite into BNI. But like you said, you had the opportunity to have successes. You had a lot of people to help you throughout the way, I would assume, the resources in BNI. So I think that site's fantastic. What about the Oscars? This is one of my favorite stories.
I went there once.
Did you go there once?
I did go there once. Right after I had actually started Faya, I was contacted by this company in New York that does socially conscious pop-ups for the holidays, only supporting socially conscious brands. So I was actually out in New York feeling pretty fancy anyway because it was New York and I love New York. And I was just walking in the streets of Brooklyn and I got this phone call. Just answered it really quick because I had some time, and they essentially said, "Hi, we're with this gifting suite for the Oscars, and we wanted to see if you would like to participate and share with the celebrities that we have the products that you're making." And I started giggling because I thought it was one of my friends making a joke.
Sure.
And very soon I realized I was being an idiot and needed to take this seriously. And so I found a coffee shop really quick, sat down, got my computer out, started talking through this whole process, and that next February actually is when it was. We flew out to LA. I took some of my best friends with me because I didn't have any employees at that time. I had just started this. I hardly even had candles to sell at this time because we're still dealing with manufacturers. And we set up everything that could have gone wrong, absolutely did.
Perfect.
But by the end of the day, we spoke to so many great celebrities. We still keep in contact with some of them. And we had Faya at the Oscars. Yes. And we came home, didn't really know what happened, and then we've just been slowly growing based off that experience ever since.
Wow. I saw it on Facebook, and it was one of those, I thought it was like a play on words or, stretched it a little bit or something. And then you started posting pictures of red carpet stuff. I'm like, no, you were
really
there.
Yeah.
That was so
us.
Fantastic. That is so fantastic.
Up close and personal.
So you've done a lot of great things with your business, and you juggle being a successful area director in the process. And like I said, you're about a year into it now. How has your life changed, or what's kind of cool and hip with having that director role in addition to the many other fun things that you have going on in life?
I have found very quickly that I can't sit still. If I sit still, I all of a sudden am 100% lazy. It's not like I get a few things done. I just get nothing done. And so I thoroughly enjoy being busy, but in the good context of the word. So adding on something like the director position to what I already have going on has been phenomenal. It's a little extra workload, of course, but it's something that with 7 years of BNI training, as well as leadership training within there, it felt like a very natural transition to take on a little bit more, to share with others what I've learned. And like I said, I taught kindergarten for a year. And even though I'm not dealing with kindergartners and I'm dealing with full-fledged adults, a lot of the teaching mentality and personality easily comes out in me now. And I feel like all that training and all those student loans that I'm still paying off are starting to kind of come back, and I'm utilizing some of those experiences.
Well, one thing that I know Vince and I noticed when we were looking for the area director or who would be a good candidate was you left, you came back, you were now with your chapter again, and you started posting like evening education trainings that you were offering to your chapter, and way to be a go-getter, but the BNI aspect to it is what really showed off to us. And so I just thought you would be a great fit for this role, and we're very fortunate that you took it on because that's proven to be very true. I know your members respect you very much. A lot of them know who their director is, and that's a great piece just in itself. But yes, your teaching background, your passion for education, and then the liking to stay busy, because I know you are always busy, that really has been a benefit, of course, in the BNI world, and I'm sure the members really do appreciate that. So,
it's been fun. When I get commentary on either how my education during chapter visits went or how my MSP training went, almost everything says, she's so excited. And it's one of those things where I love networking and learning so much, and then I love passing that on to other people and helping them to the goals that they want to achieve, that it just naturally, I get bubbly and I get excited and my eyes get big. And I think that it's, like I continually say, it's just a natural transition for me, and it just inherently makes me pumped up to help others.
Awesome. The giver's gain mentality.
Giver's gain. It's just...
Well, I've never been told that I get excited about things.
I don't think you would have been.
Especially not with trainings or anything, but I understand where that passion's coming from. Well, Sarah, we're kind of rounding this out here. Is there any final words or final thoughts you want to throw out there?
Absolutely. I have, like I said, really enjoyed teachable moments. And I find that one thing I adapted really well in my success in BNI was giving that perfect manager moment. And so I just wanted to share quickly my 3-part system that you can use every single time. For the next time, we'll just go over quickly right now, but starting with who you are, what you're doing, and how to get there. And I'll kind of expand on that further next time.
Perfect. So we'll have another podcast where we have the opportunity to learn a little bit more about those three things. Well, once again, these podcasts are for the members. If there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover in the future, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Well, Sarah, I hope to be like you when I grow up, because I think what you do with your business and as a director, you're very successful at everything you do. And I know it doesn't happen overnight. I have gotten to travel with Sarah a little bit, and I've gotten to hear some of the challenges through the process. But as they say, if you make a mistake and you learn from it, it's valuable. If you make a mistake and you don't learn from it, then it's still a mistake. So with that, thank you, Sarah, for your time today, and I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.